Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome from Harpersville. It is Section 4 Class C girls quarterfinals against two teams pretty familiar with each other over the years between their travels in Class D and Class C. Harpersville hosting the Indians of Odessa Montour. In fact, I believe both of my games today, the visiting team or the team from the IAC, will have the name Indians. We have the Odessa Montour Indians this afternoon and the Groton Indians this evening when they play Sydney from Groton High School. Both games being done on cell phone today, and we appreciate you tuning in. And it's a beautiful afternoon to play two. So they're going to play one here, they'll play one in Groton, and we'll cover both games for you on WCDO. But the 16 Odessa Montour Lady Indians coming in at 12-6, taking on the 18-1 Harpersville Lady Hornets. Both teams have number one scorers on their team that score far and away more than the other players, and but are also our team leaders and long-time basketball standouts, so that are also good in school. So we're going to talk about those two. One's no secret, of course, Hannah Gibble. We'll talk about the one from Odessa Montour and see where this is all going to take us this afternoon. We start with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show on WCDO, brought to you by the auto experts at Chambers and O'Hara Auto and Truck Center, Riverside, Sydney, for the best in sales, service, and courtesy, and help. It's 563-4311. Cork and everyone at Chambers and O'Hara. Which coach Greg Gavich and the Odessa Montour Lady Indians and the Lady Hornets of Harpersville under coach Kurt Ehrenfeck. All the best in today's Section 4 Class D quarterfinal matchup. We'll come back and talk about both teams more in depth. We're about 12 minutes away from the anthem and the start of today's Section 4 playoff game. Live on WCDO.
No quirks, no gimmicks, no crazy taglines. Just sales, service, consistency, and a personal guarantee. That's what you get every day at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. Cork O'Hara invites you to stop by, and one of their longtime sales associates will help you get the vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And when you find that perfect vehicle, Eli Kelly will assist you with financing. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. Their name and reputation is all you need to know. Stop by or call 563-4311 or check them out online at chambersohara.com.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country, and it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. Looking for a bank that puts you first? Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Safe, sound, secure. Member FDIC.
We've always heard that bigger is not always better. In many cases, that's probably correct. But when it comes to laundry, bigger is definitely better. You see, if the washer is bigger and the dryer is bigger, you could wash and dry more clothes at one time. Take Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza, for instance. They've got two 60-pound washers. Let me put it to you this way. A 60-pound washer is equivalent to six normal loads of laundry. Then you toss them in the 75-pound dryer for fast drying time. They've got two of those. The idea is that you don't sit in the laundromat all day long, especially when the weather's nice. And even if you have your own washer and dryer at home, these larger washers and dryers are perfect for your king-size comforters and heavy-duty loads. For you single-load people, Spud Suds has six top-load single washers and seven heavy-duty front-load single washers. So you see, bigger is better at Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Both teams are warming up, and the fans for both teams are filing in. Of course, Harpersville will probably outnumber Odessa Montour, but I'm seeing Ben Nelson come through this afternoon. So he's the Section 4 Secretary Treasurer, and the office is at the Civic Center in Sydney, so nice to see him here. But a lot of attention given to this game because of the history of both teams recently. And most recently for Augusta Montour, they were 06-07 Class D champions, and they lost in the state semifinals to Hammond Academy. In 08-09, they had a 17-3 team and lost in the Class D semifinals to Green. And last year they were 14-6, and I really couldn't tell where the season ended last year, but they are 12-6 this year. And it's been a kind of wacky year for Coach Greg Gavage, who took over 10 years ago now for his dad, Frank Gavage, longtime coach for Odessa Montours. They got off to a 10-2 start. Then they had four losses in a row, to Newfield, to Elmira Notre Dame, to Watkins Glen, and to Tioga. Then they came back and beat Trumansburg and Newfield. Now, the team they lost to in the first game in that streak was Newfield, lost by three, came back to win by nine in the first round of the Section 4 Class D playoffs. And speaking of that, how about the weather? How about the weather that has torn this tournament topsy-turvy to where all games are being played today? I know a lot of the officials do both boys and girls basketball, which is why they're having it mostly the girls' games in the afternoon and the boys' games at night. We'll tell you about the readjusted schedule for the B, C, and D classes today. But so Odessa Montour has don't have any stats to give you, but here's a quirky stat I can give you. Over the last 8 years, their leading scorers have been left-handed. And as a left-hander, I'm saying, yay, I raised my left hand in salute. But this is not even counting the girl who was, at the time she left Odessa Montour as Class D state champion in, I think, 2002, she was Section 4's all-time leading scorer, a girl named Stephanie Collins. Where is Stephanie Collins now? She is in Great Britain playing professionally. And if all goes right, she will be the point guard for the Great Britain national team in the 2012 Olympics in London, England. How cool is that to play for Great Britain when Great Britain is hosting the Olympics? I think that's awesome. She was a great kid. I remember talking to her a few times. She actually played with Courtney Manley and Bainbridge Guilford at St. Bonaventure University. And now, again, as I said, she's playing professionally overseas in Great Britain. So I think that's great. But then later on, other players have been left-handed have been their leading scorer. I believe the current one is also left-handed, Michelle Melanson, and she scored 25 points on Tuesday night in a 43-34 win over Newfield. And now that is a large percentage. But guess what? On the other end of things, who outscores a large percentage of points? Of course, it's Hannah Kimball, the Section 4's all-time leading scorer, male or female. And her streak of 30-plus points came to an end on Tuesday night. She scored 29 in the big win over Sydney. And I'm not sure what the streak stopped at game-wise, but Sydney hung in there for a while, but the final score was Harpersville 61 and Sydney 34. Ended Sydney's season at 5-14. Miranda Drummond, freshman for Harpersville, who had a career-high 20 points in the MAC championship game a week ago, scored 12 points. Harpersville now 18-1. Odessa Montour now 12-6. Crowd's still filing in, so I think we're expecting, even though it's a small gym, we're going to have a good crowd here this afternoon. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll get ready for this afternoon's ball game. Hard to say this afternoon, but it is this afternoon's Section 4 Class C playoff game, the quarterfinals between Odessa Montour and the Harpersville Lady Hornets. It's all coming up during the Chambers Little Hair Tip-Off Show on WCDL.
Okay, class, this is for extra credit. You've aced the Angus third pounders, mastered the Angus snack wraps with one hand. But this is going to kick you in the taste buds. This is the new Chipotle barbecue bacon Angus burger, a sweet, smoky blend of barbecue sauce and chipotle peppers on top of hickory smoked bacon and 100% Angus beef that's going to ring your bell. It's also available in a wrap. But hurry, the clock's ticking on this taste test. The simple joy of the ABCs of flavor. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
It starts with 100% whole grain oats. Then they add chunks of fresh green and red apples, two kinds of raisins, and finally, sweet cranberries. Seriously, That's better. Introducing McDonald's new fruit and maple oatmeal. It tastes as good as it sounds. The simple joy of wholesome meets delicious. Prices and participation may vary.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito. This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Harpersville, where the music is still blaring quite loud. It took a little breath rip between songs, and I thought, oh, I can relax a bit, but no, right back at it. But oh, we're only going to last a couple of more minutes. We're about 2.5 minutes away from the national anthem and the announcement of today's starting lineup, but I can tell you the starting lineup before we get going, before they do. So Odessa Montour, we talked about with Michelle Melanson. They also have Allison Stamp, who is a third-year varsity player as a senior. She played on the team in 08-09 that went 17-3. Number 14 is Melanson. Number 12 is Taylor Carey, a junior, in the starting lineup, along with Jocelyn Garrison, a senior, and Katie Ray, a senior. So what this boils down to is that four seniors out of this team are in the starting lineup. The team has 15 players, 10 of whom are seniors. For Harpersville, as we know, Aaron Dietzman, Hannah Kimmel, and Aaron Andrews are the seniors. Aaron gave up her spot on the starting lineup and is now one of their super subs coming off the bench, along with Amanda Frere and Emily McElwain, among others. Miranda Drummond, the freshman we talked about. Savannah Murray, the point guard, just a sophomore. And Kaylee Livermore, the defensive specialist, number 15, as a junior. But in that game against Newfield on Tuesday night, again, 43-34 was the Odessa Montour win. Melanson shot 10 for 16 from the field. That's about 82%. She grabbed 5 rebounds. She had 5 steals. She had 3 assists. So she is the complete ball player. And I stand corrected. I said they were 12-6. They're actually 13-6 with that victory on Tuesday night. And again, they avenged an earlier loss to Newfield, 47-44. And it was the third time they played, because the first time they played in December, it was a big 62-35 victory. So that's how basketball can go. Now, Katie Ray chipped in with 7 points. Taylor Carey had 8. Jocelyn Garrison, 2. And Allison Stamp, 1. So the starters did all the scoring. They were 8-for-8 from the foul line. And Coach Gavich said that they did play a lot of players in that game, especially when Melanson had some foul trouble in the third quarter, got her 4th foul early in the third quarter, had to sit out a bit. And, he said that they did come in, the bench players did come in and do a great job. So we'll see how deep their bench goes in today's game. And, of course, they wear maroon and white, much like a Sydney or a Delhi team. And we have done a lot of games over the years with Odessa Montour at either Bainbridge Guilford or Harpersville. So we're going to step away. They're going to have the Section 4 rules. They're going to have the national anthem and then the announcement of the starting lineups. But just so you know, this afternoon's game, Bainbridge Guilford had an early lead on Marathon at 16-10 after first quarter. Oxford and Tioga are playing at 3. Odessa Montour, of course, is here at Harpersville, and Walton is at Moravia. Those are the quarterfinals that were rescheduled from last night. And the Walton-Moravia game is at 4:30. So we're going to, because that's a doubleheader, the boys are also hosting second-round games. All right, we're going to step away for our final break of the tip-off show. Come back, Odessa Montour versus Harpersville, live on WCDL.
R&R
Contractors of Otigo has recently purchased building lots ready for your new custom home. R&R is your local contractor building your custom projects from decks, garages, pole buildings, as well as new homes. All of our projects are built with the most energy-efficient materials using the latest in green technology. With our in-house engineer, we can see your building projects through from start to finish. So call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 to get your next building project started. Take advantage of our services and our building lots. Call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 today.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Seattle got this
All right, welcome back. We are getting the announcement of the starting lineups as we gave to you earlier. And everybody's got their little routine now. There's a designated person out in the, on the court to do high fives or hugs or whatever their routine is. This particular person is senior Ashley McLean. She is the designated one. And I say that because for Sydney boys, Corbin Crilly is that person. He goes out and they have a whole routine. And these girls now, what was interesting about the Odessa Montour girls is that they had, they lined up one behind the other along the sideline, and as the anthem was being played, they tapped each other's shoulders, the girl in front of them, to the rhythm of the national anthem. That I had never seen before. Now they are all laying in a wheel formation, like they're the spokes of a wheel. The captains are speaking. I'm not sure who the captains are, but they're out there speaking, and it's a routine that, I mean, any time you guys want to break the huddle, we can get off here. And now they're doing a chant, and now they get up off the floor. Okay, now we can hear the Harpersville starters. My goodness. Sherm McElway and the JV coach doing the announcement. Savannah Murray, the sophomore. Senior, and the glue that holds this team together, Aaron Deeson, number three. A girl named Hannah Gibble, senior, number 11. Haley Livermore, number 15. The junior and the freshman, number 32, Miranda Drummond. Well, having to do two games by cell phone today and not use a Bluetooth, this is going to be interesting because just to see how the voice holds out. And truth be told, it's my fault that I'm doing this game by cell phone because they have a working phone line at Harpersville. I left my power cord at the Sydney game and just realized it about 20 minutes ago. So for that, it's, well, what the heck. We're just going to keep going here. And, of course, as long as there's electric, we'll be good to go. I'll have to charge this all the way up to Groton. But, hey, that's the fun of live radio. And this game is going to be, of course, archived at WCDOradio.com. So it does matter to these girls. It does matter to our listenership, and it does matter to our sponsors, and we appreciate that very much. We'll tell you more about that as the game goes on. We're about ready now. Anna Kimmel, number 11. Jocelyn Garrison, number 11. Oh, my gosh, we've got twin 11s, and they're going to go up for the opening tap. Here we go. Section 4, quarterfinals. Class C, and the ball's up. Anna Kimmel with a volleyball strike down to Kaylee Livermore. Miranda Drummond at the foul line starts to shoot, misses. and pulled, oh, not pulled down, but pulled away by Allison Stamp. She'll be one of the top rebounders. Up the floor comes Katie Ray. Harpersville starting out in man-to-man defense. Miranda Drummond guarding number 14. That's Melanson. Now driving in off the glass and missing the shot. Jocelyn Garrison tried to get her own rebound. It went out of bounds. The student section for Harpersville quite animated to start things off. They're not standing up or anything, but they're all united. First 30 seconds into the books, Hannah Kimmel comes down and immediately is met with a double team. We'll see how they defend her. Murray to Livermore. She backs out. Oh, the pass is knocked away very nicely by number 3, Katie Ray, going out for the shot, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. Nice alert play by senior Katie Ray. She'll get 2 shots to open the game, and the foul is on Kaylee Livermore. So the gym quiet's down for a bit. As the right-handed shooting, Katie Ray shoots the first and misses short to the right. Harpersville in their home white with blue numbers and gold trim and blue shorts with gold trim. Augusta Montour in maroon, mostly with white and black accent. So, first point scored by Odessa Montour. It's 1-0. 7:20 to play in the opening quarter. Bakersfield, for last we knew, had a lead of 16-10, but that was about 25-30 minutes ago. Inside, Drummond off the feed from Murray. Missed the left-hand layup right for Odessa Montour early on. Because that is a play that's almost automatic for the Hornets, with Drummond getting the nice pass. Driving is Melanson. She puts it up. Blocked by Kimmel. Kimmel in transition. Drives up and is fouled before the shot. She tried to make it on the shot, but it wasn't. We've got a couple of the best officials in Section 4 at this one, and I'm sure they'll be doing a game tonight. Inbound pass comes to Murray. Right back to Kimmel. Boy, hounded there by Garrison. Garrison may be called with a blocking foul. If it's one thing Hannah Kimmel knows how to do, it's draw the foul. Oh, no, I take that back. It is Melanson. And it's their high scorer. She has to have, she's got to be careful. And what's on top of that is she had foul trouble in the third quarter and had to sit out the part of the game against Newfield. Cutting across is Drummond. Her shot is short. Might have been tipped. The outlet comes to Katie Ray off the right side. Long pass up ahead. The stop and the shot put up by Carey, Taylor Carey. She got fouled. And that foul is going to go on to Hannah Kimmel. So both top scorers have their first foul of the ball game. And the officials, suffice it to say, not letting them play. Shot blocked. The shot by Carey was blocked by Livermore. Or defense, I'm not sure, 15 or 3. But the Hornets will inbound underneath their basket as their shot was blocked and out of play. Both teams very active on the defensive front. Inside, Drummond blocked in the act of shooting by Stamp, but recovered by Livermore. Three-pointer for Murray. It's good! Savannah Murray, the sophomore, breaks ground for Harpersville, and we've got our first lead change of the ballgame. Melanson drives baseline, goes up off the glass. Beautiful move. I mean, a beautiful move, and we've got a first tie. Melanson knows her way around the court. She got through on a double team. And Hannah Kimmel driving in, and there was some contact, but the ball flipped out of bounds, and the official will say Harpersville ball. 6:05 to play first quarter, all tied at 3. Section 4, Class C quarterfinal. The winner to play the Walton Moravia winner that starts at 4:30. Each spin around to Drummond. Drummond not off to a good shot, good shooting start. Oh, my gosh. Garrison knocked over. No call. There's a shot up and missed by Dietzman. Hannah Kimmel goes for the rebound. Brings it out and will pop the 3. No good. Rebounded by Katie Ray. Stolen by Kimmel. Picked up by Garrison and runs right into Murray. Ball is going to float down toward the student section. Picked up by Melanson. And there's a foul. So very physical play for both sides. The call is on Aaron Dietzman, and the person you hear yelling, that's Greg Gavish, the coach of Odessa Montour. And he is very enthusiastic, to say the least. Inbounds play comes just beating the five-second call to Carey. Carey's double team. Oh, coming across is Miranda Drummond, knocking over Allison Stant. So the fouls piling up, and we just may see both teams testing the depth of their bench. Four fouls on Harpersville, 5:35 to go, 3-3 tie. Inbounds comes to, well, came to Stamp. She tried to get through a double team, fell right down on the floor. The ball went out of bounds. The officials simply say it's Harpersville ball. So Hannah Kimmel being put to the challenge here with some good defense. Lost the handle of the ball to Melanson. She's strong on the left side. Comes up off the line, off the glass. Good. Melanson with her second basket. And our second lead change. And Hannah Kimmel having a smile on her face, a blocking call, and the Vestibon Tour fans are livid. Livid, I tell you. Seven fouls called in the first 2 minutes and 45 seconds. Livermore almost hands the ball off to Hannah Kimmel for the inbounds, and that's illegal. But I said almost. Kimmel, back kicks out to Dietzman. Dietzman to Kimmel at the top of the key. Looks right, but shoots and scores. Kimmel's first point. Harpersville's two baskets are three-pointers, one by Savannah Murray, the last one by Hannah Kimmel. Harpersville back on top, 6-5, passed by Melanson, looking for a back door. Wasn't quite there, although Taylor Carey could have been a pass, probably could have had an easy layup. Kimmel, cross-court to Dietzman, from the elbow, is way off. Rebound to Stamp. Allison Stamp to Katie Ray. Coach Gavitt saying to push the ball up the floor. Melanson going to drive in on Drummond. Backs in, stops, gives it back out to Kayla Ray for three. And a short timeout asked for by Coach Greg Gavitt. It is 8-6. Odessa Montour leads. We'll step away. It's live. Chi-Town and Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDO.
What do these items have in common? Yankee Candles, Webkinz Animals, Willow Tree Angels, Jody Coyote Earrings, Silver Forest Earrings, and Framed Art. Well, they're all on display in one place, Bainbridge Pharmacy at 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge. The Bainbridge Pharmacy expanded gift department also features wind chimes, garden stones. There are gift ideas for every occasion. Bainbridge Pharmacy has a wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and nutritionals. And right now, select Nature's Bounty vitamins are buy one, get one free. Stop by and see what's new at Bainbridge Pharmacy, 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Harpersville, and we've got ourselves a barn burner from the start. It's 8-6, Odessa Montour. We've had four lead changes of the tie, and we're just underway. 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Haley Livermore, both teams playing hard-nosed man-to-man defense. Dietzman at the elbow, back to Kimmel on the screen. Stops and pops, and is off the rim. Rebounded by nobody. It'll be Harpersville's ball, and the reason why is Melanson tried to volleyball it back to a teammate, but it went out of bounds instead. Nobody got to him. Into the game comes Amanda Frere for Kaylee Livermore. Both teams nose-to-nose, man-to-man defense. Into Kimmel, into the corner for Murray. Baseline kicks it back to Kimmel. Kimmel on the floor. There was contact. There's contact both sides. I'm not going on either side of the fence on this. It is contact both sides. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Harpersville's ball, and Hannah Kimmel will inbound. And they reset the 30-second clock with 3:52 to go in the first quarter. Kimmel inbounds to Dietzman. She's at three-point range, but passes to Frayer. Then to Murray. Murray to Drummond. The fake, the shot off the left, last good. Miranda Drummond gets on the board, and we're tied at 8. Katie Ray, the point guard for Odessa Montour. OM goes to Garrison. The give and go attempted with Taylor Carey, but somebody, either Murray or Kimmel, got a hand on the pass and spoiled that very nice developing play. So the cut's being made for OM. Oh, they go around that screen. It's major easy shot for Melanson. That's the classic sideline out-of-bounds play. And the 8. Pass gets away from Drummond. Dietzman on the other side to back it up, almost like a pitcher backing up third on a wild throw. Dietzman going for three. He's got it. Another lead change. Harpersville with 3 3-pointers by 3 individual players. And so far, Kimmel has been held to just a 3-pointer. 11-10 in favor of the Hornets. Carey looks to the left for Melanson. She almost wasn't ready for it. She's at the top of the key now. Drummond guarding her. Coming in against the double team. The stop and pop. The turnaround no good. Rebound Dietzman. Oh, she lost the handle. It's out of bounds. It will be Odessa Montour ball. As Dietzman let it go, thinking it was touched last by Allison Stamp. Not the case, according to the official. So substitution. Number 15 is Melanie Stadelmeyer, a senior, coming into the ballgame. The inbound. Oh, she's wide open. It's good. Taylor Carey with a basket. Odessa Montour has some phenomenal execution of their inbounds plays. It's 12-11. Another lead change. Kimmel lost the ball again. Kimmel has lost the ball several times this afternoon. I'm not sure what's going on. But the foul will be called on Taylor Carey, and that'll be the fourth player picking up her first foul for Odessa Montour. And, of course, you may be able to hear, since it's cell phone now, not the headset, that Odessa Montour fans to my left are quite opinionated, as well they should be this afternoon. It is a wild and crazy game. 2:28 to play first quarter. Livermore from the right side. Air ball rebounded by Drummond, but there was a push. But was it on Drummond? No. It was on Melanson, and that is two. That's a key factor right now. Their leading scorer, Michelle Melanson, has picked up her second foul early in this ballgame. She was in foul trouble in the first round. There's Dietzman missing wide on the three. Followed up by Livermore. She missed it, and got her own rebound, dribble it out to Kimmel. Dumps the pass to Dietzman. On the floor it goes, and it's picked up now by Stadelmeyer. Off to Katie Ray. And reaching in, committing the foul is Amanda Frayer right in front of the officials. That one, you couldn't help but call. Five fouls on Harpersville. So 12-11, Lady Indians of Odessa Montour on top. Here they go with the same play. No, they're going to fake it this time and come out to Melanson. Almost stolen by Dietzman. Melanson backing in in the paint. The stop, the pop, no good. Rebound, nobody getting the rebound for Harpersville. Odessa Montour picks it up. Inside, it is left-handed shot by Taylor Carey. It is 14-11. Good 1:47 to go. Kimmel, 18-footer left side. It's off the rim. Rebound Frayer. She's in the corner with it. Comes back in. Somebody's open because she's double-teamed. Drummond shovels it off to Dietzman. Then to Kimmel. Kimmel being followed by two players of all time. Coming in from behind, wrestling the ball is Taylor Carey. And she comes up with the possession. She forced a jump ball, or what used to be a jump ball. It'll be Odessa Montour's ball. Harpersville going to put on a press, trailing by three. It's not often Harpersville has trailed at all this year. Already had 5 lead changes in this quarter, and it's still only got a minute 20 left in it. 14-11, Melanson driving in, backdoor pass, stolen away by Drummond. Drummond falling down, decided she was going to hit the ball off the other girl who was down there, that's Allison Stamp, and it went out of bounds. You got to give that freshman a lot of credit for doing a play like that, because it looked more like a wrestling takedown than anything else. Both players on the floor, and Drummond, I don't know how she thought of it, hit it off the back of Stamp. Kimmel being followed everywhere she goes. Dietzman over to an open Frayer. Inside the three-point line, still short. Rebounded by Frayer herself, but lost it by Frayer. So Amanda showing good hustle after missing the shot. And Coach Ernstbeck. Oh, they did not grant the timeout to Coach Kurt Ernstbeck. So he had to yell to his players to get back on the court and play defense. 49 seconds to go. Melanson crossover dribble in front of Drummond. She brings it back out. Oh, and travel with the ball. She wanted to pass it to Stadelmeyer, but could not. A 30-second timeout asked for by Coach Kurt Ernstbeck. His team trails at home 14-11 with 43 seconds left
You're listening to Section 4, first quarter, playoff basketball on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back for the final 43 seconds after a Harpersville timeout. I'm sure Coach Ernstbeck, after having led 26-0 at this point last week against BG, got more intense in the huddle than he did last week. It's a nice pass from Drummond to Livermore, but it's an air ball to the strong side. Rebounded by Melanson, reaching in, slapping it away as Frayer. She did that before and got called for a foul. That one was clean. 31.3 seconds to go. 26 on the shot clock for OM. OM to Melanson. Beats Drummond, goes to the hoop. It's up and over the rim for two. Melanson with a basket. She's got 8 points, but remember, she's got two fouls. Dietzman back to Kimmel. Kimmel, Drummond at the foul line, is off the mark. So the hot shooting from last week has certainly cooled off, at least in the first quarter. 10 seconds to go. 16-11. 8 seconds. Melanson guarded by Drummond. The rest of the team spreads out. Three-pointer thrown way up there. No good by Melody Stadelmeyer. Well, Harpersville is in for a game. It's 16-11. Odessa Von Tour by five. You're listening to Section 4 quarterfinal girls basketball on WCDO.
At Wilbur National Bank, our customers say service is what matters most. That's why we believe that good business is more about people than about numbers. So from your first checking account till the time you join our Gold Club, you'll always get the service we've built our reputation on. Does that make us a different kind of bank? For over 130 years, our customers have believed yes.
Bank on our good name.
Wilbur National Bank.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is pleased to sponsor
your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It is the first time I think I've been here in Harpersville for four games for them, or involving Harpersville, that I've seen them actually behind after the first quarter. It is 16-11. And I even missing 3 points from Odessa Ventura that I might not have gotten. But they start, Harpersville starts the ball with, or starts the quarter with the ball, and Miranda Drummond scores off a set offensive play. 16-13. Melanson with two fouls. She's got to be careful. She drives into the paint, into the corner with a pass to Carey. She gets back out to Melanson. Into the ballgame now, 24, Jessica Rose, another senior. Melanson over to Katie Ray for three. Oh, this time she misses. Rebound Savannah Murray. Up ahead to Kimmel. Locks the ball, trying to get it again. With double dribble. I have never seen Hannah Kimmel come unglued. I wouldn't say she's unglued. I misspoke. Having as many challenges handling the ball as she has today. But that's due to Odessa Montour's very, very hard-charging, assertive defense. They pay the price because they have a lot of fouls, but they're getting the job done. Katie Ray with the ball fake, then the shot, misses. Ball actually takes a bounce before anybody touches it. Drummond hits Kimmel on the run. The layup is good. Anna Kimmel now with five. Nice pass by Miranda Drummond. And Harpersville pulled it within one. Melanson, single coverage by Drummond on the right wing. Lobster goes back.
to Stamp. It's up and no good. Tap, the ball tapped away from Kimmel to Katie Ray, and she backs it out. Melanson for three. Go! Michelle Melanson with a three-pointer. I've got her down for 11. Pass inside to Drummond. A little too hard. Goes across the key for Livermore. Livermore makes the shot. Her first basket. It's 19-17. So Melanson is a quick scorer, much like Kimmel. Her coach, Kurt Ehrensbeck, I've never seen him this intense in a game. It's only one other time they have been challenged, and that was the loss to Casanova, a Class B school, 45-43, in a Christmas tournament first-rounder. Battle for the ball. One official had to help the other. It'll be Harpersville's ball with a chance to tie. Now coming back into the game, number 12, Taylor Carey. 19-17 with 6:05. Lady Indians lead the Lady Hornets. The winner of this game to play Walton or Moravia. And Coach Bob Conway told me he thinks Walton stands a good chance. Three for Deesman. No, it's short. Possession. Oh, it's Murray with a shot. Misses. Livermore gets the second chance. She's no good. Drummond's shot is fouled. Wow, there's no such thing as an easy rebound this afternoon. And that'll be two on Taylor Carey. So they really, again, have to be careful. Any more than two in the first half can spell trouble because the aggressiveness gets taken away when you're trying to be careful not getting another foul. So Drummond at the line. First free throws for Harpersville coming at the 5:48 mark. Shot is no good. We're going to put that down, 5:48. Second quarter, first free throw. Second shot is also no good. Rebounded by Melanson. Whoa, almost a mishap. And she's smiling about it. Passing back and forth with Jocelyn Garrison. Katie Ray now has it guarded by Katie Livermore. That's right up Livermore's alley to guard the point guard of the other team. Driving in is, and a beautiful play by Jocelyn Garrison. She dribbled right through the defense for her first basket, a layup that made it look so easy. 21-17. Possession arrow. Tied up, Katie Ray. Number three, a pair of number threes, Katie Ray and Aaron Dietzman. Amanda Frere comes back into the game, replacing Kaylee Livermore. So Ray now has somebody different guarding her, and that's Amanda Frere reaching in and knocking the ball away. I've said that several times in the first half. The first time she did it, there was a foul. The last two times, no. So it's Ray, Melanson, Garrison. In the corner, Melanson. 24 is Jessica Rowe. It's off to Ray, driving in on Frere. Six-footer, no good. Rebounded by Frere. She's trying to come away from the pack and from behind. Stepping in is Jocelyn Garrison for her second foul. And already into the bonus comes Harpersville. So this is only the second time they're at the line, but it's already a bonus situation. So that's what I mean about the fouls. They're not on the shots. They're on other parts of the game, on fast breaks or rebounds or something. So Frere at the line, 1-1. Makes it. Needless to say, free throw is very huge in this ball game. You know it's going to come down. If it stays like this, it'll definitely come down to free throws. 4:58 left in the first half. Second shot is good. Amanda Frere proving her value on the defense already, but now on the free throw shooting. Lance, Carey having all of 5 seconds to get the ball in. To her teammate Katie Ray, kicks it into the corner for Melanson. That's her move. She drives in. But missed the shot. Taylor Carey banks it. No good. Kimmel with a rebound. Almost a long. Yep, now she does a long pass to Drummond. They've done that all year long. Drummond with a basket. The score is tied again at 21, our third tie, and Coach Kravitz wants a full timeout. 4:39 to play in the first half. 21-0 tie. Odessa Montour and Harpersville. Live Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is pleased to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Check out their website 24/7/365 for over 130 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from. Every vehicle comes with the Forever Advantage program and is backed by our state-of-the-art service department. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, online at butlerautosales.com or call 563-1522. It's a name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back live at Harpersville, and it's not a Saturday afternoon at the country club. I can tell you that. It's Saturday afternoon at the basketball court, where the action is phenomenal. I mean, both teams proving they want to go to the semifinals, which I believe are still going to be held at a high school gym, not a college court, and not the arena. I have not been told anything differently. 21-21 tie. We have had six lead changes. Six lead changes with Odessa Montour taking the last one. We've had three ties at 3-8 and 21. Odessa Montour had a five-point lead. That has since melted away and tied on a nice streak by Miranda Drummond and Amanda Freyer. So Melanson's going to bring the ball to the court for Odessa Montour. Hornets staying in a man-to-man defense. Kimmel almost knocking the ball away from Garrison. She's at the foul line, back out on the pass to Melanson. 16 on the shot clock to the right wing for Katie Ray, whose three-pointer I did not have in the scorebook. So that answers that, and I'm all equal. Melanson over with 7 on the shot clock. The fall-away shot missed it by Rhodes. Loose ball picked up by Kimmel. Pass ahead to Drummond. Going, shifting right, scoring. Nice play by Drummond to catch that pass in traffic and readjust. And we've got our seventh lead change of the game. Katie Ray at the elbow, right side to Melanson. Looking to drive on Drummond. Nothing there. Passes to the top of the key for Garrison. Three-pointer, good! Jocelyn Garrison with 5 points in this quarter. And Odessa Montour has regained the lead. Drummond inside, muscling for the basket, and she is fouled. Oh, this game is a keeper. No matter who wins, this game is a keeper. And the foul will go on Taylor Carey, and that is devastating news for Odessa Montour. As Taylor Carey, or rather, Taylor Carey's got to come down with her third foul. Come to the bench. She has played great this afternoon. Meanwhile, Drummond with a basket and gets a chance at the free throw. Harpersville back on top by one. Drummond missed two earlier, but makes this one count. She's got 9 points and has not had a good shooting day. So 26-24, Harpersville on top of that 9 lead changes in a very, very intense first half. I got to stop using the word intense, but that's all I can think of. Katie Ray for three. No, off the front of the rim. Chased in the corner successfully by Stottlemyre, who's back in the game. She picks up a loose ball, goes to the lefty lap, and missed the shot, but she is fouled and can tie it with two free throws here, 3:17 left. Foul called on Savannah Murray. It was the sixth team foul on the Lady Hornets. And at the line, for the first time, Melody Stottlemyre. Her shot, no good. It'll be Kaylee Livermore, a junior starter for Harpersville, coming back in, replacing Savannah Murray. I think this might be Savannah's first break. Second shot is up, and it's off to the left. Kimmel with a rebound, but she doesn't get it easy. It's a tie-up and a possession arrow for Harpersville. More substitutions, 22, Taylor Tholeman, a senior in the game, number 22. Allison Stamp, number 33, is back in the game. Now Odessa Montour in a zone, and Dietzman tries the zone buster three-pointer but misses.
Drummond rebounds for the Hornets. Sets the screen for Kimmel. Back to the top for Freyer. Back to Kimmel. Kimmel gets around Katie Ray. Now Deisman passes inside to Livermore. Livermore backs up on the left baseline. Throws up a shot. Misses for a short. And battle for the ball. It'll be stamped for the Lady Indians. I had to Kayla Ray. I said Kayla. I meant Katie. Katie to Melanson. Inside. Good, but she's... Oh, no good, but she's fouled. I'm sorry. Looked like it was going through the hoop. Foul is on Miranda Drummond. That is her second foul. Seventh team foul. Melanson. Left-hander makes the first one. We mentioned Augusta Montour jokingly having their leading scorers be left-handers, not even including Stephanie Collins, who's now a professional player in Great Britain. Second shot is up, and it's good. She has done this before. Coming into the game is Melanie Stadelmeyer, replacing Taylor Coleman, who got about 20 seconds in. But with a 15-girl roster, Coach Gavich has 15 girls at his disposal. He used Coleman for about 20 seconds. Drummond at the top of the key, that's not her place. To Dietzman, to Kimmel, who is being hounded again. It's Drummond inside, gets through the double team and walks the ball. He'll go the other way. Well, there was contact, but there was also a loss of balance. It'll go back to Odessa Montour. We're tied at 26, fourth tie of the ballgame. No, because of Melanson's two free throws. Katie Ray, double teamed off to Melanson. Hornets staying man-to-man. The Indians have gone to a zone. Three-pointer by Ray misses. Farrell tapped up. Nobody wants it. Yes, they do. It's Freyer for Harpersville coming in, stopping and passing to Kimmel. 12-footer off the back of the rim. Rebounded. Well, if it's rebounded by Allison Stamp, she was followed by Miranda Drummond, and that's going to be three on Miranda. 32 is the call. Yes, that's her third foul. So both players have key members of their team with three fouls. Miranda Drummond for Harpersville and Odessa Montour's Taylor Perry. Drummond sits down with 9 points and a hearty applause from the home team. 2:02 left in the first half. It's 26 all at the line. Allison Stamp, her first free throw coming up. And it's the only one she'll get because it was a one-on-one. She missed it. And Amanda Freyer had, well, several players had the ball for both teams. And it wound up rolling quickly out of bounds. It'll be OM's ball with 2 minutes to go. 26 all time. There goes that play again to Melanson, left side. Good. No good. No good. She's fouled by Hannah Kimmel. And now Kimmel even has two. She was going for the block shot. And a timeout asked for by Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck. They are using up their timeout here. 1:58 to go. 26 all tie. Short timeout. You're listening to Section 4 Class D Girls Quarterfinal Action on WCDL.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
There is a difference.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, I said Miranda Drummond said that with 9 points. I meant to say 11. I just wanted her baskets as well. That's how crazy this game has been. Melanson, who made two free throws look like a walk in the park, misses her first free throw here. Now we're going to have another sub for OM, should she make this, which she did not. First, she's 2 for 2, then 0 for 2. The tie remains at 26. Savannah Murray has just come into the game for Miranda Drummond. She drips the ball all the way down to the right corner. Now it's Kimmel, double team, so off to Dietzman. Dietzman sets the screen. Kimmel trying to go baseline. Oh, nice move, and somebody took a huge fall. That was Allison Stamp. Oh, my gosh. That was major physical. Melanson almost lost the ball. And now a double dribble call on Melanson. And Greg Gavich asking the official, and I give him every right to do so. Hannah Kimmel
just plowed into Allison Stamp, or so it appeared from this angle. And no call. The basket by Kimmel, and she's got 7 points. And Harpersville has the ball with 1:25 to go. There is a timeout asked for by coach. Got to be a full timeout. All right, 1:24 to go, 28-26 Harpersville, and they have the ball. It's section four. Playoff basketball at its best on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Yeah, we're wild and crazy here this afternoon. 28-26 the score. Harpersville leads by two. A lot of contact both ends. A lot of fouls called both ends. A lot of fouls seemingly missed both ends. But these officials are working as hard as the players, if not more. The Hornets with a two-point lead will take the ball. Three-pointer from Deepman off the mark. Rebound. Michelle Melanson, she's being double-teamed. Passes to Katie Ray, who's the normal point guard. Over half-court she goes, trying not to get into a trap, picked up by Amanda Frayer. Ray, nice two, dribbling with both hands. It's Garrison driving in the right side. She's got an easy two. First the left side, and then the right side for her, sandwiched with a three-pointer. She's had 7 points in this quarter, and we're tied again at 28. Savannah Murray for three. It's no good off the back of the rim. Battle for the ball. Kendall had it. Now she doesn't. It's Melanson up the left side. 28 all time, 42 seconds to go. Melanson to Ray, and they're going to melt some time off this clock. 15 on the shot clock. 34. Coach Gavin squeaked. He's been yelling so much, he just squeaked. I certainly hope I don't squeak. 28 all time. Jefferson to Katie Ray for three. It's short. Rebound. Garrison on the run goes up. Oh, no, she lost control of the ball, and it's out of bounds. Harpersville. It's to Harpersville. Garrison had what, I mean, it was impeccable timing that she got the loose ball, and she was one dribble away from putting it up. Something happened, and she lost control of the ball. It went out of bounds. 18.4 seconds to go in the first half. I will have a BG update. I just got to get to it because I'm on a cell phone and the update came on my cell phone. Dietzman, back to Kimmel. Kimmel was in the process of studying move to the baseline, but she got fouled first. Looks like Allison Stamp. Yep. That might be her first. Melanson came off the floor, making so that she did not get her on the defense. They're doing a classic defense-offense switch, so Melanson does not pick up a foolish third foul. So Kimmel at the line with a score tied at 28. First shot is good. Anna Kimmel has been held to 8 points this afternoon. Credit Odessa Montour's team effort in making that happen. Anna hasn't even had that many shots, to be honest with you. But she's had a couple of nifty assists to Miranda Drummond. Second shot is no good. Rebound in the corner, and OM has a chance to take the lead before halftime. It is Rhodes driving in the shot, partial the block, 2 seconds to go. They will not be the shot. Murray lifts it fly, but that wouldn't have counted anyway. What a game we've got here, folks. Both team fans are standing up. 29-28, Harpersville by one. And it's anybody's ball game. We'll try to have an update for you during the Ravenel halftime report of the BG Marathon score. So stick around. It's live, Section 4, Playoff Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Eggly Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggly Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggly Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggly family and Eggly Machine Company of Sydney.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
We're specialists in you.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, goodness gracious, we have a game that's going to be remembered for quite some time. I just hope the second half lives up to it. It's crazy, but it's good, and it's the best in girls' high school basketball is what I need to tell you, because it's first of all, it's 29-28, Harpersville. Odessa Montour has the 28, but has had the lead just as much as Harpersville has. It is the Morabito Halftime Report brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. Keeping your family warm and secure, call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. It is a game that is I'm seeing things that I don't normally see during the regular season. First of all, Odessa Montour having a coach that is intense, but still on a very, very positive way. Always yelling, always in the game. He knows what all five players have to do. He substitutes frequently. He's trying to work the players that have foul trouble in and out. They have had some terrific inbounds plays, and had they shot just a little bit better from the outside, would be winning by 6 to 8 points. Their three-point shooting, they've made three so far, but... I think they've probably taken 10 shots. But the way they get to the basket sometimes, Harpersville has not seen this year, or at least if they have, sometimes they seem a bit confused. And Odessa Montour has had the easiest baskets this afternoon, if you can call it that. 29-28, Harpersville still leads. Who's the leading scorer for Harpersville? It's not Hannah Kimmel, for perhaps the first time ever this season. It's Miranda Drummond with 11 points, and she got off to a horrendous start. She had only one basket in the first quarter. She had several that were from the elbow or from even inside that missed. She finally made one toward the end of the quarter, and then Hannah Kimmel, finding that she's getting double-teamed all the time, figured that other people are open, and she was able to hit Miranda Drummond on a couple of fast breaks. And Drummond, 1-for-3 from the foul line. But again, she leads with 11. Hannah's chipped in with 8, including a 3-pointer. In the first quarter, Harpersville was trailing 16-11. And Harpersville's point came from Savannah Murray's 3-pointer, Aaron Deesman's 3-pointer, Hannah Kimmel's 3-pointer, Miranda Drummond's only basket. And then Drummond got hot in the second quarter, as I said. And Kimmel, of course, she's going to work for her points no matter what. And Amanda Freyer has a 1-1 bonus, so those 2 points belong to her. They have 7, let's see, they have 8 2-pointers, they have 3 3-pointers, and they are 4-for-7 from the foul line for their 29 points. For Odessa Montour, a good balance. Their leading scorer is also the leading scorer in the game, Michelle Melanson with 13 points. She has a 3-pointer. She has 2-for-4 from the line. She made her first 2 without even hitting the rim. She missed her second 2. But again, that's high school. That's basketball of any level. That can happen to anybody. Jocelyn Garrison had a terrific second quarter with 2 uncontested layups while the team was playing half-court defense. I mean, she had a left-handed layup that was by herself and a right-handed layup by herself and almost had a third one until she lost the ball. She also had a 3-pointer in between that, so 7 points there. Taylor Carey has 4 points, but she just settled with 3 fouls. Katie Ray, the point guard, has a free throw and a 3-pointer for 4. Those came in the first quarter. So Odessa Montour right now has 8 2-pointers. They have 3 3-pointers, as I said. And they are 3-for-9 from the free throw line. They suffered through a 2-for-7 performance in the second quarter. Or again, they would be out in front. Harpersville at 4-for-7 right now. So kind of tricky to see the comparisons, but the officials, it depends on what you think is right. Should they call a lot of fouls and let some stuff go, or should they try to be as consistent as possible? They're trying to be as consistent because that's their job. But, I mean, there have been players on both sides taking huge tumbles to the floor where there's being no call, and then there's been some touch fouls called. It's hard to referee a game of this kind of intensity, I'm telling you. But got to give the referees credit because, like I said before, they are working just as hard as the players. 2:14 left in this quarter, break. As I said, the Class C quarterfinals, BG at Marathon. I got an update for you. After 3 quarters, Bainbridge Guilford leads Marathon by the score of 40-27, and we should be getting the final score of that any time. Oxford is at Tioga at this time. Don't know the score there. Walton will play Moravia at 4:30 because it's a doubleheader. 4:30 for Moravia boys, or for the girls, and the boys will be hosting Unitigo this evening at about 6:30. Hopefully we'll have updates there as well. The Class D has GMU, the 4 seed, hosting Jefferson this afternoon at 2. Morris, the 6 seed, at Skanivas, the 3 seed. Edmiston is 7 at Charlotte Valley, or Davenport at 2. Or at 7 tonight, but at 2 o'clock, our 2 seed for Charlotte Valley. Downsville, the 8 seed, is taking on Southport Wright at 6 o'clock. Oneonta hosts Shenango Valley this afternoon, and girls play at 1 o'clock. That game should obviously be over. Oneonta, the 1 seed. Shenango Valley, the 8 seed. For the boys, we'll have the Sydney Groton game as best we can. Hopefully, cell phone accommodations up there. That's the best we can hope for at this point. Unitigo's at Moravia at 6, as we said. Sydney at Groton. Tioga at Spencer Van Etten. And Walton is at Elmira Notre Dame. All are 7 o'clock starts, except Unitigo Moravia. All right. Don't forget, this game is being archived on WCDOradio.com. Untouched, unedited, for your enjoyment. And will be so forever as part of
WCDO Sports On Demand. Thanks to the Marabito Energy Products folks for sponsoring our games. And I've lost track of how many years. I know when I first started doing the games again in 1986, they shared the halftime. And then I think by about 1989, they took it over full-time. And remember, we used to do the CDO shootout. How much fun was that, giving out Marabito money for gift certificates for Quickway or for Marabito's or wherever of their products and services? I mean, one month we gave away $900. It was so much fun to do. Well, anyway, 29-28, and I'll send word back to the station. And Joe Gardner handling everything right now. If you want to take a break, you certainly could do that. I'll keep on here as best we can, but there are so many times outs called in the first half. I don't know how many of these players, these coaches have left. I've never seen so many timeouts used in the first half. In fact, Coach Kurt Erzbeck had to burn a full timeout because all of his 30s were gone. So here we go, 29-28, Odessa Montour with the ball to start the half, going to my left, Harpersville to my right.
Same starters are in there for both teams, including the players with three fouls. Nice backdoor pass, up and in, and quickly Taylor Terry with a three foul scores very easily. They've tried that play several times to no avail. This time it worked. Murray coming back with a three. We've just had more lead changes. So this is a fun one to play and to watch.
Savannah Murray with her second three-pointer of the game. She started Harpersville with a three-pointer this afternoon. Or no, Dietzman did. I'm sorry. Murray was the third in that series. There goes Garrison again with a layup, but this time misses. Drummond tries to throw the long pass. It's picked off by Garrison behind her head. Rebound Savannah Murray. She gets out of trouble. Passes up ahead to Kimball, who's got a rare open space. The elbow jumper goes. Anna Kimball breaks in the double figures. It's a four-point Harpersville lead. Nine lead changes in the first half and five ties. Already had two lead changes in the second half. Three-pointer by Garrison is fake shot in. Well, you don't care how they go in at this time of the year, that is for sure. 34-33, and actually the coaches are now yelling at each other in a fun way, like, this is a great game. Dietzman misses a three, goes to Murray, she's open for three, takes it, and it goes off the rim twice. The ball hit out of there by Dietzman. Coming up with it is the other number three, Katie Ray. Her pass ahead to Stamp. She lost it. She got it back. Wide open is Garrison for three again. Baked it in again. No, that's a two. That's a two-pointer. That's a two-pointer. And we've got another lead change, my friends. No team is led by more than 5 points. This is amazing. Deep left side three-pointer. And no, it's off the right side. Thought it was going down. Melanson with a rebound. She's strong on that left side. She's going to go untouched for the layup left side. Melanson, the game's high score with 15, 37-34. Kimball thought about driving in. There were three players waiting for her. She came back, goes for three. No, off the right side. Loose ball picked up by Carey. Odessa Montour now leads by three. They've scored 7 points in a row. Garrison to Katie Ray for three. It's off the back of the rim and then off the guy wire. Boy, I tell you what, everybody from Odessa Montour and myself, just the shoulders come up. Is it going to go in? And both officials are smiling. The coaches are smiling. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. 5:24 to go. I'm telling you, high school basketball does not get any better than this. When the coaches are talking back and forth and smiling, the officials are smiling, and the fans are on the edge of their seat for every shot. We've got a winner of a game no matter who comes out ahead on this. Now remember, the winner of this game will take on the winner of Walton Moravia. And I've said it before, I'll have to say it again, that even though Walton is a much lower seed, they have every intent on going to Moravia this afternoon to win that ball game. The Mid-State Athletic Conference, by and large, a bit stronger in the Class Cs than the IAC. It would be the opposite for the boys. Sydney is the 5 seed, Unitigo the 8 seed, and they're all trying to get in. And they're both trying to get in to the number 1, 2, 3, and 4 seeds, which are all held by IAC schools. All right, 37-34. Odessa Montour on a 7-0 run after Harpersville came away with a 5-2 run to start the second half. Kimball right up the middle to high post Drummond. Drummond's going to go in untouched for the layout. Miranda Drummond with 13 to lead Harpersville at 37-36. Lady Indians by one. Melanson up the middle of the floor, guarded by Kimball. There you go, superstar against superstar. Katie Ray guarded by Livermore. The pass underneath to Carey off the glass. Good. Taylor Carey. Now, Harpersville's going to have to find a way to stop that. Kimball drives up, and this is short on the shot. Rebound to a Garrison. Ahead to Ray. Back to Garrison in stride. Oh, she goes into the wall. Thank God the wall is padded. Foul on Harpersville. Foul is on Kaylee Livermore. That is her second. Remember, Miranda Drummond with for Harpersville with three, and now Hannah Kimball and Kaylee Livermore with two each. For Odessa Montour, three fouls on Taylor Carey in the first half, two on both Jocelyn Garrison and Michelle Melanson. The high-arcing free throw for Jocelyn Garrison is up and good. And it didn't hit anything but net, literally. 13 points for Garrison. All in the second and third quarter, 40-36. OM on top by four. Second shot, just as high arcing, but much shorter. And missed. Hannah Kimball has the ball. She goes up the left side. Crossover dribble, goes in, and before the shot, yes, on the floor, according to the official, there's going to be a foul called. And the foul will be called on Allison Stamp. That's her second. One foul on each team, 40-36. The inbound comes to Frey. Right back to Kimball. Double team. Kimball passes over Ray's hand. And then from behind, Stamp's going to be called for the foul. Good call by the official. So that doesn't get ignored. Second foul in a row on Stamp. That is now her third. Stamp will come out of the game. Her third year on the varsity. She knew she made a mistake. Well, as soon as the whistle blew, she knew she made a mistake. Jessica Rhodes comes into the ballgame for Odessa Montour. Dietzman at the elbow to Drummond. Down low on the baseline is Frere. Makes a little fake. Stop. Oh, the shot is blocked. Second shot up, and Melanson will be called for her fourth foul, just like in the two-stage game against Newfield. Michelle Melanson is in foul trouble. She's got her third. She sat down for a period in the third on Tuesday for a stretch of time with four fouls. Right now she's only got three, but still, three this early is tough. And Amanda Frere has hit all three of her foul shots. It's 40-37 Odessa Montour by three with 4:24 to go in the third quarter. Shot is up, and the shot is around, and it finally went out the backboard and through. Not pretty, but it counts as we keep telling you. 40-38, 4:20 to play, third quarter. We should be getting a BG score any time. I anticipate Sydney or BG winning that game. The pass ahead to Carey, just like before, but she'll pass it out to Melanson. Short. Rebound Kimball. Long pass ahead to Dietzman. She makes it like a wide receiver. Goes up and out of bounds. Good defense by Jocelyn Garrison to deny the layup and force the ball out of bounds. Kimball's pass just a touch underthrown, but Dietzman came back like a wide receiver to catch that. And now there's a foul before the ball gets put into play. The foul will be called on Jocelyn Garrison, and now she has three fouls. And Garrison is assigned to guard Kimball, so that's why now she puts both arms up, kind of in a sarcastic way of, I'm not touching her. Meanwhile, there's so much attention on Kimball, they forgot about Miranda Drummond. And Drummond with 15 points. 40-40. We are tied again, my friends. First time in the second half. Both teams have had fairly decent leads, if you call 4 and 5 points decent. Oh, and a pass from Melanson to Garrison. Out of bounds. Garrison, it was right there. I think she thought it was going to be a bounce pass. She reached down for it. The pass went over her hands. So I think Coach
Yavish wants a timeout. He does so with 3:41 to play in the third quarter. We're tied at 40. Section 4, Class C, quarterfinal action. It's a full timeout, and you're catching this game live on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. And for 89 years, Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
40-40 is our score. 3:41 left in the third quarter. Doing this game by cell phone this afternoon, and hopefully by cell phone tonight. We're going to say our prayers because that game is one we don't want to miss. Sydney has lost the Groton boys 2 years in a row to end their season. They go out to Groton as the lower seed, but just as capable of advancing to the semifinals. Pass inside from Kimmel to Drummond out of her off her hand. It was a forced pass by Kimmel. And the trail official does not have a definitive call. The lead official did have a definitive call. And so that's going to have to rule. As a former certified official myself, I know that rule. If there's one call and the other guy can't help, that's the call that stands. So everybody accepts it, and we move on. 3:28 to go. Michelle Melanson leading all scores with 15 points. Well, I think that's actually tied with Miranda Drummond with 15. Speaking of 15, Jessica Rose drives in. Her shot is blocked. Kimmel with a 4-on-1. It's Kimmel all the way. Kimmel with 12 points. Very low for her. Garrison gets away from Kimmel from behind. Frayer, unintentional. But a foul nonetheless. Garrison almost was offended by it. Thought it was almost on purpose. But and in fact, she flipped the ball up to Amanda Frayer. But it wasn't intentional, I can assure you that. Frayer with two fouls. Jessica Rose gets the inbound pass, and Mr. Dribble goes to Katie Ray around the backside. She curls around. It is Melanson backing it up, guarded by Kimmel. That's the premier matchup, my friends. 2:51 to play. Oh, Jessica Rose, Garrison, making left, crossing over to the right. She did not dribble in that sequence. So here comes Taylor Coleman checking in for Jessica Rhodes, part of the sub pattern for Coach Gavitch. Last time I saw Coleman, she played about 20 seconds with the back out. Odessa Montour on a box and one right now. With Garrison trailing Kimmel, everybody else playing a 2-2 zone. Frayer is open for 15 feet right side, and it is good. Amanda Frayer with 6 points. Harpersville has opened up a 4-point lead, 44-40. Here comes Katie Ray driving in, just short, rebounded by Stamp. Ball is loose, it's Melanson. Melanson, top pass back to Garrison. Open on the left side is Coleman, back to Garrison for three. It's a rather no good. Rebound defense. Pulls it away from Coleman, but Coleman produced the alternate possession, and it will be Harpersville's ball. Taylor Carey comes in for Garrison. So it's Carey and Coleman and Melanson and Stamp, and now Taylor Carey for OM defensively. Drummond is at the top of the key. Goes to Kimmel. Kimmel guarded by Taylor Carey, who's got 3 fouls. Eastman back to Kimmel. She's double-teamed. Eastman looks for three, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound Melanson. Harpersville leading by 4, but here comes Odessa Montour with a minute 45 to go, trailing 44-40.
Melanson to Katie Ray, looks to Coach Gavin for the call. Ray to Melanson. She's open for the elbow. Shot is off the back of the rim. Rebound Kimmel. Hannah looks up the floor. She's got three players up there. Freyer, six-footer, gone! Amanda Freyer with 8 points, six in this quarter. And then she makes a mental blunder and commits the foul on Katie, guarding Katie Ray. So best of times and worst of times right now for Amanda Freyer. I do not know what her career high is. I have no stats on either team. But Amanda Freyer, I don't remember her scoring as many as 8 points in a game. She's got this many with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter, but she's also got three fouls. It is Katie Ray going back to her again for Perry, but this is a shot. Pass up ahead, Kimmel cannot save it. Cannot save it, 46-40. A minute seven to play, third quarter. I don't know how many timeouts these coaches have left, but I can tell you not many. We are just about down to a minute to play in the third quarter. Freyer cannot make the steal on Katie Ray. Ray passes inside. Carey back out to an open. Bowman goes to Stamp. Misses from the foul line. So Odessa Montour has gone cold. Kimmel driving in. Leans it and misses. Drummond with a rebound. Puts it up and is fouled. Harpenville up by six. And this could be the fourth foul on Melanson, and it is. So Coach Gavich has a decision to make. Does she pull Melanson off the floor with 41 seconds to go? At this point, I say no, because she would come back on offense. Drummond with two shots. Up and good. This is the largest lead for Harpersville at 47-40. So Melanson stays in the game. Bowman comes out. Jessica Rose comes in. So 41 seconds, 47-40, Drummond, second shot. She's got 16 points to lead the Lady Hornets. It's up, and it is good. 17 for Drummond. 40 seconds to go. Katie Ray brings the ball up. Listens for Coach Gavich, and it doesn't take much to hear him, even though this is a loud gym. His voice is very loud. Top of the key, Stamp. Around to Katie Ray. 27 seconds to go. 15 on the shot clock. Melanson. Melanson starts in, drives, and his short shot is good. Melanson with 17. 48-42, 15 seconds to go. Kimmel drives in. The 10-50-footer misses. Battle for the ball. It's lost by Freyer, and it'll be 10 seconds to shoot for Odessa Montour. 48-42. 48-42. 9.8 seconds to go. Harpersville by 6. Comes to Melanson, and here it comes. Crossover dribble in front of Kimmel. Backing in. Goes to a wide open. Jessica Rose, she misses the shot. It'll end like that. 48-42. It's an unbelievable game. 48-42 in favor of Harpersville, but anything could happen in this fourth quarter. Stick around in Section 4, quarterfinal girls basketball action on WCDL.
R&R Contractors of Otego has recently purchased building lots ready for your new custom home. R&R is your local contractor building your custom projects from decks, garages, pole buildings, as well as new homes. All of our projects are built with the most energy-efficient materials using the latest in green technology. With our in-house engineer, we can see your building projects through from start to finish. So call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 to get your next building project started. Take advantage of our services and our building lots. Call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 today.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, tile,
topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, what a game this has been, and what a game it promises, a fourth quarter it promises to be. Moschel Melanson with four fouls is out there for Odessa Montour. Coach Gavich, I heard him during the timeout or during the break say, give it all you've got. It is Jessica Rhodes, 24, now to Melanson, 14. Kimmel is guarding her and making life real tough, but she scored the last time in the corner. Taylor Swift, baseline. Did I say Taylor Swift? I'm sorry, Allison Stamps. Where did I come up with Taylor Swift? Allison Stamps, but somebody's fouled, and Hannah Kimmel, I believe, has committed her third. I got so caught up in the... When did Taylor Swift get out of the score? She didn't even sing the national anthem. 48-42, but at the line is Taylor Carey. Left-handed shooter is up, and it's no, around the rim, no good. Odessa Montour was only 1-for-2 in that corner free throw shooting. Harpersville was 4-for-4, 2 each for Amanda Freyer and Miranda Drummond, who is, along with Michelle Melanson, the leading scorer at 17. Drummond and Melanson with 17 each. Number 12, second shot, Taylor Carey is good. Substitution, it'll be Taylor Tholvan back in the ballgame for Jessica Rhodes. It's Kimmel, Livermore, Dietzman, Drummond, who just gets a pass, kicks it over to Freyer. She's been hot, and she's feeling hot. Amanda Freyer with 10 points. 50-43, the largest lead of the game, again, of 7 points for the Hornets. Bounce pass, almost got away from Ray. Ray, three-pointer, short, rebound, is up and good by number 22, Taylor Tholvan. She played sparingly, but she just made the most of that opportunity. 50-45, big, big basket for OM. Here comes Drummond in, and she fakes the pass, shoots it, and comes up short. She gets her own rebound in the crowd. Back out to Dietzman to Kimmel. Kimmel is double-teamed. She'll take a three, and it's way off. Rebounded by Stamps. The girl I called Taylor Swift moments ago. 50-45. Big possession for the Lady Indians with 6.5 to go. They trail by 5. Garrison moving in on Kimmel. And they say it was touched last by Garrison herself. Substitution. Melanson checks in, replacing Bowman. And we say, remember, Melanson's got the 4 fouls. Kimmel's got 3. Freyer's got 3. Drummond has 3. All for Harpersville. It is Drummond backing out to the elbow, turning around and shooting and missing. Rebound. Oh, Livermore taps it to Freyer. No good this time. Drummond taps it again and scores. Miranda Drummond with 19 points. Relentless on the board. Their full timeout with 6:07 to go. Harpersville 52, Odessa Montour 45. Back with live Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDO.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harpersville's 6-point lead from the third quarter has nudged up to 7. They've led by 7 a couple of times. 47-40, and now again at 52-45. Odessa Montour not shooting that great right now. But if they do, if they start hitting, and they have not hit a three in a while, not since Jocelyn Garrison sank one in the third quarter. Okay, so it's Jocelyn Garrison herself coming all the way up
to the three-point area, but she does not take it. She goes to Katie Ray. Ray dribbling all the way around, trying to set up Melanson. Melanson guarded by Kimmel. Kimmel reaching a hand in there, trying to make it tough for Michelle. To Garrison for three. It is way off. Rebound is up. Oh, just missed by Allison Stamp. She made a good rebound, but just missed the shot. Here comes Kimmel. And a late call beyond Jocelyn Garrison. That will be the sixth team foul on Odessa Montour and the fourth on Garrison. Substitution. It is Taylor Thoman back in the game replacing Jocelyn Garrison, who got frustrated trying to nick the ball away from Hannah Kimmel. 5:40 to play. The inbound comes to Freyer. Back to Kimmel. In the right corner. Crossover dribble. Face slide. 12-footer. It's good. Kimmel with 14 points. That would be great for just about anybody. It's half, the low half of her average. But that was a very timely basket. 54-45. Largest lead of nine. It is Colvin for three. Way off. Rebound Stamp. Puts it up and in. Allison Stamp is an expert rebounder. That's her first basket. 54-47. Kimmel again on the right corner. Cross court to Dietrich. She's wide open. Down underneath the Livermore. She backs it out. That's one of her favorite moves, backing it out. Kimmel reached in there and a steal, almost a steal by Taylor Carey. Good hands by number 12 of Odessa Montour. Substitution. OM will send Garrison back in. Replacing Thoman. So now with Garrison with four fouls, they're doing the offense-defense switch. Melanson stays in. 11 on the Harpersville shot clock. 4:55 to play in the game. 54-47. Hornets by 7. Dietzman for three. Big shot. No. Melanson tapped it, but tapped the right to Dietzman. She misses the shot. And a foul will be on Aaron Dietzman as Taylor Carey had the authority of that rebound and was not going to be denied. But that should not be 1-1 yet. Oh, a bad pass. Roman's going to get a free basket. Oh, she missed. The ball hit the back of the backboard. I've never seen that happen. Kimmel misses for three. Garrison with a save before it goes out of bounds. Over to the point guard, Katie Ray. Gavich. Coach Gavich yelling out the play. To Melanson. Everybody's intense right now. Melanson guarded by Kimmel. Back outside to Stamp. Stamp to the left side. Pass broken up by Livermore. Pass by Katie Ray inside to Carey. 54-47 with 4:14 to go. Harpersville by 7. Trying not to let this one slip away. Odessa Montour also on the other side trying not to let this get out of hand. The pass comes in to Carey. She's in the left corner. Out to Garrison for three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Drummond. Quick pass to Kimmel. And ahead to an open air and Dietrich for the layup. Oh, my God. It hung on the rim forever. Her second basket. Remember, she started the game with a three-pointer. Garrison back to Katie Ray. 56-47. It's OM time to shine if they're going to come back. They've got to do it. The Lady Indians have gone stone cold on in this quarter. And Melanson draws the fourth foul on Hannah Kimmel. Can you imagine if Harpersville has to finish this game without Hannah Kimmel? But she'll stay in the game. 3:42 left. That's a lot of time. Same with Melanson. She's in there. The inbound comes to, oh, a wide open Taylor Carey, but she missed the layup. She tries to get the ball back. Drummond beats her to the ball. Oh, that was a layup. Hit away by Garrison. Oh, that was a wide open Taylor Carey offensive rebound, and there is no doubt Harpersville needed, or excuse me, Odessa Montour needed that one badly. Still a 9-point lead for the Hornets. Dietzman on the left side goes for three. It's off the mark. Rebound Garrison. Garrison almost had it stolen away by Freyer. Katie Ray guarded by Freyer now. Passes back. Oh, bouncing. Oh, hit the eye, and Kimmel picks up the loose ball. Kimmel to the hole, and she's fouled. And that's going to be all for Jocelyn Garrison. Jocelyn Garrison comes out of the game with 13 hard-earned points. She hit 2 3-pointers. She was 1 for 2 from the line. She scored all 13 of her points in the second and third quarter. In the quarterfinal game, she had just 2 points. But boy, did she come alive in the middle of this ball game. Largest lead, 58-47, 3:11 to play. The Hornets caught a major break several times in the last 30 seconds. On a missed shot on Odessa Montour, Taylor Carey had a wide open rebound on the left side, putting it back up, and it her excitement, her adrenaline, whatever, caused her to miss. That had everybody in Odessa Montour just frustrated. And then Katie Ray coming down, and then somebody poked her in the eye, or she poked herself or something, but her eye still is watering over. Her left eye is still watering. She's trying to work it out, but she had the ball and couldn't pass to anybody. Anna Kimball took the ball out of her hands, went down, and just scored a three-point play. So she's got 17 points, Drummond with 19. It's 59-47, the largest lead right now for the Hornets. Battlemeyer goes off to Melanson. She stops and pops and no good. Rebound Drummond. Drummond takes it herself. Long pass to Livermore. Back outside to Dietzman. 8-footer, no good. Rebound Terry. Terry off to Ray, who I think is okay now. It's the stamp. It'll be Harbersville's ball. And I think a timeout asked for by Coach Craig Gavitt. Jeff, 2:42 to go. The Hornets starting to open some space, 59-47. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball on WCDO.
What do these items have in common? Yankee Candles, Wedkins Animals, Willow Tree Angels, Jody Coyote Earrings, Silver Forest Earrings, and Framed Art. Well, they're all on display in one place, Bainbridge Pharmacy at 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge. The Bainbridge Pharmacy expanded gift department also features wind chimes, garden stones. There are gift ideas for every occasion. Bainbridge Pharmacy has a wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and nutritionals. And right now, select Nature's Bounty vitamins are buy one, get one free. Stop by and see what's new at Bainbridge Pharmacy, 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back in Harbersville. Heading, packing right up here and going to Groton, trying to make it before the game starts and trying to find some cell phone coverage. But anyway, I thought maybe Katie Ray, the way she was acting with her eye, I thought maybe a contact came out, but I didn't want to make that assumption. Well, I guess I should have, because she indeed did lose the contact. And they went out during the timeout. A couple of the subs went out and found it right away. So she's back with all four eyes, if you will. But their team trailing by 12 with 2:42 to go. It's the largest lead for the Hornets. Kimmel off the double team goes to Drummond. Drummond looks to the right side for Prayer. Blocked by Stamp. Saved by Kimmel. But picked up by Carey. Nice hustle on Odessa Montour's part. Melanson coming from behind, knocked away by Prayer. In the corner, it's a three-pointer by Stadelmeyer. Around the rim, no good. Rebounded nicely by Taylor Carey. Boy, does she get the rebound. In Tuesday's first-round game, Taylor Carey had 8 points, and they all came in the second half. And Allison Stamp led with 10 rebounds. I'll tell you what, Carey and Stamp, between the two of them, probably had 25 rebounds today. The left-hander, yet another left-hander shooting for Odessa Montour. They just haven't been to the line that much, and when they have not capitalized. It's been a very poor percentage from the free-throw line. Although started by Michelle Melanson, hitting two in a row. This one will go. Taylor Carey with her 10th point. Bowman comes in. Saddlemeyer comes out. Melody's got a sister on the team, Ashton Saddlemeyer, a sophomore, but she has not played. Kimmel knifing through the double team. Kimmel going to drive all the way for two. Well, she hit the deck, and so did Allison Stamp. Melanson driving in on Kimmel, trying to force a fifth foul, and Melanson drives in for her first point. We've got three players with 19 points, 61-50. Kimmel drives in and is fouled by Allison Stamp with her fourth foul. Kimmel at the line to shoot two. 150 to play, 61-50 in favor of Harpersville. So we had just one tie in the second half, that being 40-40. We had four lead changes in the second half. Harpersville had a one-point lead at the half, stretched it to six in the third quarter, and now lead by 12, and Anna Kimmel makes the first shot. She's got 20 now to be the game's high score. Second shot is no good. Livermore kept it alive for the Hornets. Back out to Kimmel. 12-point lead, and they're double-teaming here so somebody's open. It's Drummond. The layup is good. Off the pass from Amanda Frere. Miranda Drummond with 21 points. Melanson. She's going to pass. She should take the three. She will. Kimmel does not. She lets her shoot. Oh, it's in. Melanson got a major sign roll. And 22 points for Melanson. 64. Two. Was it a two? Was it a three? It is a three-pointer. I thought so all along. So with a minute 27 to go, it's like a some sort of a timeout. You know what? We're going to stay here. So I want to let you know we're also going to have the MVP Bank Outstanding Offense Award and Mag Insurance Dynamic Defense Award coming up. Now, the score is showing 64 to 53, which would mean Odessa Montour scored 11 points in this quarter. Let me see what I have. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yep, that's accurate. In a matter of three shots, Hannah Kimmel, Miranda Drummond, and Michelle Melanson all became the game's high scorer. They, at one point, were all tied at 19. Then Hannah Kimmel made a free throw to give her 20, make her the high scorer. Then Miranda Drummond made a layup to make her 21 points and the high scorer. And then Michelle Melanson made a three-pointer and gave her 22 points and became the high scorer. It doesn't matter who the high scorer is, which team has the higher score, of course. The winner of this game to play, the winner of Walton Moravia, that'll start at 4:30. Speaking of 4:30, it's just about 4:30 now. WCDO AM and FM and Sydney favorites, Unadilla. I've been given an idea all year long. I'm hoping this game is over with fairly soon so I can bust a move to get to Groton and bring you that game live tonight. Should be a blast up there. I hear it's a volatile crowd. Pretty boisterous here, too, you know. Kimmel, long pass ahead to Frere. Frere driving in. Nice to pass to Drummond. It's good. Miranda Drummond with 23 points. 66-53. Quickly up ahead, Melanson. Going to back up. They give her the room to take three, but she doesn't go. There's a steal by Frere and a foul on Amanda Frere. Well, that's going to be four. No, that's five. Amanda Frere sits down with what could be her career high of 10 points. Savannah Murray, who has not seen much action in the second half, remember she made a three-pointer. Is back in the ballgame, but Amanda Frere played almost the entire third and fourth quarters. Melanson at the line. Goes back to the free throw shooting skills that she showed early. 23 points from Melanson. Second shot is good. 24 points for Melanson. And I believe this could be, oh my gosh, I didn't know this. Ladies and gentlemen, Michelle Melanson has just scored her 1,000 points on a free throw to give her 24 in the game and 1,000 for her career, I think. And she's getting high fives from all of her teammates. And we've got it live on WCDO. How about that? We'll have to let them know. That's what I call WCDO Sports On Demand. This young lady has never been on the radio with us. Well, I don't know that for sure, but she just scored her 1,000 point, and that'll be forever archived on the radio. I wish I had known that a little sooner, but I heard the coaches talking about an official timeout, and something had me thinking maybe it was, and yes, indeed it was. Congratulations, Michelle Melanson. Unfortunately, her team's down 66-55, and a minute to play. Kimmel will go around the screen, looking for a pass. She goes out to Murray. And a timeout asked for by Coach Ehrensbeck. I guess he had one to spare. 51 seconds to go. 66-55. We'll take a break. You're listening to Section 4, quarterfinal playoff basketball on WCDL.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
At Wilbur National Bank, customers tell us it's not numbers that matter, but people. So if you're looking for business banking, make us part of your plans. If you're looking for personal banking, make us part of your future. Either way, you'll get the great service we build our reputation on. See why all banks are not alike, and why for over 130 years, our customers couldn't agree more.
Bank on our good name.
Wilbur National Bank.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 8 seconds on the shot clock for Harpersville. They've had it all along. Kimmel misses the turnaround shot and a possession arrow with 40 seconds to go. Will be Odessa Montour. 40 seconds to go. 66-55 Harpersville. This has been a barn burner, but Odessa Montour's cold shooting certainly had a lot to do with the final result. That plus Amanda Frere having a hot hand and Miranda Drummond likewise. It'll be a three-pointer by Thoman. Good! Taylor Thoman with a three-pointer. Good for her. Here's Kimmel with a finger roll. No, it's around and out. 19 seconds to go. Rebounded by Allison Stamp. Ahead to Ray. And foul will be on Hannah Kimmel. And that'll be her fifth. Hard. I've never done this. Hannah Kimmel has just fouled out of the game. I think. No, I'm wrong. I thought that was the foul. Apparently not. Well, I'm sounding bad on that one. 12:32 is in the game. Ashley McClain, a senior. There are 10 seniors on this team, and it looks like the seniors are all going to get a chance to get at least get in the game. Jessica Niedermeyer, number 30. She's the one that found the contact lens. Michelle Melanson with a hug coming off the bench for Coach Gavich. I tell you what, he's a great sportsman. He's first class all the way, as was his dad, Frank Gavich, who's in the crowd tonight. 10 seconds to go. Kimmel. We'll just dribble it out. No shot clock needed. Kimmel keeps dribbling. 2 seconds. 1 second. Harpersville will advance. A survive and advance mentality. Especially today. 66-58. But boy, what a test that was for the Harpersville Lady Hornets from the Odessa Montour Lady Indians, who have the greatest outlook. I'm telling you what. The crowd got a little intense, a little frustrated. These girls are definitely united in what they do. I just can't help looking over to my left and seeing the great look for the sportsmanship of them. I'm sure they're hugging each other. They know their season's come to an end. But a bright spot is that their outstanding player, Michelle Melanson, who played at least 3 years, and I believe she might have played four. I don't know. I know three for sure. Got her 1,000 points shortly before the game was over. In being the game's high scorer, with 24 points. So we'll add it all up. Stick around. We'll have the MVT Bank Outstanding Offense and the Bank Insurance Dynamic Defense Award all coming up live in Section 4 Playoff Basketball, the post-game recap on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country, and it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. Looking for a bank that puts you first? Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Safe, sound, secure. Member FDIC.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at menginsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, and what a game this was. I wish I could stay and talk to the players on both sides and the coaches on both sides, because this one was, although it didn't finish as the close game that had been for three quarters, it certainly was entertaining, and the girls played their hearts out. And when you talk about leaving it on the court, both teams definitely left it out on the court. 66-58, our postgame show brought to you by NBT Bank. And I don't have my stuff in front of me to read, so I apologize for that. But with NBT Bank, you reach for your star. That means personal and powerful community banking, member FDIC, and by Meng Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, and happy to support local sports on WCDO. I think it goes something like that. But Harpersville surviving and advancing. You hear that in Section 4 and state playoffs, that's exactly what happened. Odessa Montour brought everything. I mean, the kitchen sink was almost utilized in this. There was zone. There was man-to-man. There was box and one. There was diamond and one. There was a 2-1-2. There was a 1-3-1. They just double-teamed Hannah Kimmel. They did everything they could to stop the Harpersville machine. And for a long time, it was working to the point of 3- and 4-point leads. There were, in this game, ties at the following scores: 3, 8, 21, 26, 28, and 40. All but the last one in the first half. The halftime score, by the way, was 29-28 Harpersville. There were lead changes that went 9 in the first half and 4 in the second half, with Harpersville getting that last lead at 42-40 and never looking back. But they were led, not by Hannah Kimmel scoring-wise, but by Miranda Drummond, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offensive Award winner, Miranda Drummond. 10 points, 10 two-pointers, 3 for 3 from the free throw line, and 23 points in all. For Hannah Kimmel, it was 21 points, 8 at the half. She had to work her tail off, 9 points coming in the fourth quarter to put the game away. But, again, with all the defenses, the gimmick defenses played against her, she was wise enough to see the teammates were open, and she had confidence in the teammates, especially Drummond and Amanda Freyer. And they had, it netted good results. Speaking of Amanda Freyer, probably her career high of 10 points. She was 4 for 4 from the free throw line at a crucial, very crucial point in the ball game. And so, based on that, coming off the bench and doing what she did, Amanda Freyer will be the Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. All told for Harpersville, they had 10, 11, 12, 22 two-pointers. They had just 4 three-pointers. That makes 56. They better have 10 free throws. Yes, indeed. 10 free throws in 12 attempts, and that's the big key. 10 of 12 from the line. For Odessa Montour, they were led by Michelle Melanson, who got her 1,000th point, and she got it live on the radio with her last free throw. It gave her exactly 1,000 points, which reminds me, Michelle Mancini, now Michelle Mancini Benton, a member of both the Section 4 and Sydney Alumni Sports Hall of Fame, she scored her 1,000th point against Odessa Montour and finished with exactly 1,000 points and 1,008 rebounds, if I remember correctly. So how about that? Odessa Montour has been a big part of our coverage in an indirect way. So Melanson with 24 points. She just carried this team. She did finish the game without fouling out, but she got that fourth foul in the third quarter and had to be very careful. She had 7 two-pointers, 2 three-pointers, 4 for 6 from the line, 24 points in all. Jocelyn Garrison had 2 hot quarters, the second and third,
She finished with 13, two three-pointers, and 1-for-2 from the line, 13. Taylor Carey had 4 baskets, 2-for-4 from the line, 10 points. Melody Stettlemyer, 0-for-2 from the line. Katie Ray, a free throw and a three-pointer early on for 3 points. Taylor Thoman, a 2 and a 3 for 5. And Allison Stamp, I don't know how many rebounds she got, but she did get a basket and missed a free throw for 2 points. 16 two-pointers, 6 three-pointers, 8-for-17 from the free throw line, and that was a big stat as the game started to stretch out for Harpersville. They were making their free throws, and Odessa Montour wasn't. But 66-58, the final score. Harpersville will play the winner of Walton and Moravia. The game has just started. We will try to find out all the scores we can. So will Joe Gardner. We're going to take a break. We're going to hightail it up to Groton. We'll be back with a cell phone coverage. At the very least, cell phone reports. Remember, Dylan Umber for Sydney, 5 points away from 1,000 points. And, of course, Unitigo, we hope to get Unitigo updates as well, especially in the first hour because they play at 6 o'clock and the boys from Sydney play Groton at 7 o'clock. It's Unitigo Moravia at 6. We hope to have some sort of updates there. And then Sydney at Groton at 7 o'clock in a very, what could be a very crazy, wild crowd at Groton. So, final score once again, Harpersville 66-58. The Hornets move to 19-1 on the season. Odessa Montour finishes at 13-7, but again, they get. Well, Michelle Melanson finishes her career with her final basket, making her 1,000 point. Congratulations to her. This game can be heard on archived at WCDLradio.com. Starting now and forevermore. We thank Joe Gardner for helping us back at the station and running the show. And we will talk to you later in about 2 hours from Groton as Section 4 playoff basketball continues tonight with the boys, Sydney and Groton, live on your local sports leader, WCDL. I'm Greg Davies saying travel safe and have a great day.
The Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO.